What is going on, beautiful people? Peace and love. We are fucking back with episode 5 of The Blind Perspective. Welcome back to the podcast. I am very sorry for the long absence. I've been gone for over a month for all of you who this is your first go around. But I do want to apologize for that. But some things have been happening. Some things really haven't changed. So, last episode I did comment on the episode Daredevil Born Again that was on Disney Plus. And might I just say, I was wrong, okay? Because I made the comment. You can roll the clip back if you want. We'll give it a second. Yep. So, I had mentioned that, like, I was hoping, because, you know, Netflix, the show, like, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, the Defenders, oh, also Iron Fist, started on Netflix, so there was really no rules. Then, you know, switched over to Disney, and now, you know, but boy was I wrong. Listen, again, I don't exactly remember all of my rules that I put in place, but the first episode, like, before they even rolled the intro music, might I just say, like, just real quick, I love how they didn't change the intro music, per se, but, like, the graphics of just, like, the statues built. If you go and watch the show, you will see. And, yeah, so, I'm not all caught up on Daredevil Born Again, but I am getting there, and goddamn, this is a great show. I also just want to point out that, the actor, Charlie Cox, does a great job portraying someone with a visual impairment. I just want to give kudos to Charlie Cox, by the way. I believe that's his name. Yeah, that is his name, Charlie Cox. And he goes up there with a few other actors that have portrayed people with disabilities, like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. He played Raymond Babbitt. Yeah, that was my movie. That's one of my favorite movies, guys. But also Al Pacino when he played Colonel Frank Slade in Scent of a Woman. He did an amazing job. Okay, so not a spoiler, but there's this scene in Daredevil where Matt is walking with Karen and he's walking with Foggy, and he, like, has his arm over Foggy and he's, like, holding his cane, and it's kind of like a third, I always say it's a third eye, people don't exactly get that, but he kind of, like, used it as, like, a walking stick, and then he was kind of holding it, and then he reached over and was holding Karen's arm. Now, he didn't, like, look over as, like, a normal, or not normal, as, like, a sighted person as, like, a sighted person would, and it's like he went, like, a little up on her arm, and then went down to the bend of her elbow, and then kind of just pulled her in, and it's just things like that, like when he's had that conversation, he has a conversation in the show, and he keeps his eyes on the person he's having a conversation with, and he, like, slides his hand to where his cup is, and that, I can relate to that, because I had to learn how to do that and not knocking things over. So, you know, if you ever catch me, like, eating or something, I will more than likely be, like, sliding my hand to grab my beverage. Another person that portrayed a great blind person was Perry Manfield. Matfield? Something like that. Perry Matfeld? Yeah, Perry Matfeld. In the show In the Dark? Yeah, I believe that's the show, In the Dark, where she's, like, blind, and she, like, solves, like, her friend's murder and shit. She portrayed a good one, too, because if you I don't know if like anyone pays attention to this, but she will count like the shelves, and like I believe she says like you moved the whatever product it was. And again, I can relate to that because like and like when I go to certain stores, like I'll count the aisles and then I'll go down that aisle and I'll kind of guess as to where it is depending on like the shape and size. But if like the store is moved around and shit, I don't really like that. Again, I'm not a person that really likes changes, especially when I have like a routine down. So I just want to say, I am a man of my word. I am a man of the people. I did check out Daredevil. It's actually a pretty good show. So I'm gonna keep going, and yeah. In other news, I started re I'm kind of slow up on the reading, you guys. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm just more motivated on, I guess, going to the gym and like digesting music than reading. No excuses though. I need to be reading more. I said day one, you know, read more books. I think I've read like 12 books, which is like really low for me. That's really low for me. So I gotta speed up on that. I've just been like, if I'm not at the gym and if I'm not listening to music, I am reading comic books. Right now, I'm reading the House of M comic books. Like I said a couple episodes ago, it's kind of hard to read the comic books, especially when you're on like YouTube. I know people, there's like Audible and things like that. But I'm going through like the YouTube catalogs, and it's not exactly all in order. So there's that whole situation. But I've also been brushing up on, what was it? Uncanny, like I'm brushing up on Uncanny X-Men, The Amazing Spider-Man, and what all oh, the Punisher, because you know, watching Daredevil, I was like, let me just revisit this. And people, Frank Miller and the Punisher go together like peanut butter and jelly. People like, oh man, he's one of my favorite graphic novelists. Anyway, I'm deviating from topic. Switching gears back to my fucking notes. Okay, so people, we are living once again in a fucking Mandela effect, and more as the days go by, it is being proven to me, okay? First it was this fucking bullshit, and it was this bullshit, water's not wet. What are you people on? Okay, so I don't know if this is like a joke, little ha-ha, hee-hee. I don't know if this is just part of the commercial, but Domino's is promoting the fact that like they're doing this whole little Mandela effect in their commercial, because apparently people are remembering that Domino's had like a stuffed crust, right? And now Domino's is coming out with like a new stuffed crust. Domino's never had a stuffed crust, okay? People, let me get this straight, and let me get this straight now as I am recording, and this is going to be dropping sometime this week. Pizza Hut was the first chain restaurant to come out with stuffed crust pizza. Okay, let me solidify that. Pizza Hut was the first chain restaurant to come out with a stuffed crust pizza. Okay? And then I believe it was, I don't know what chains followed, but Pizza Hut was the big shit. Back in the, and I remember when Pizza Hut came out with the stuffed crust when I was younger, because I think they came out with it like in like the early 2000s, early 2010s, something like that. Anyway, Pizza Hut was the one. So I don't know if this is part of the commercial. I don't know if we're literally living in a fucking stuffed crust Mandela effect, but I will not have it. I will not have it. It's just bullshit. Throw that up there with fucking Fruit of the Loom always having a cornucopia. I didn't say Capicola, people, okay? Throw that up there with Magic Mirror on the Wall. Throw it up there. Pizza Hut. I'm starting a new fucking Mandela Effect conspiracy. Oh, and speaking of fucking Mandela Effects and fucking weird conspiracy theories. So, I know it's been a while. I know this dropped literally over a month ago, but I can't get it out of my head, and every time I send it to someone, it just grows and grows and grows. I live with a woman who's damn near 80, and I showed her this, and she literally was like, "This is satanic. This is demonic." Okay, people, so on March 14th, right? KFC dropped a commercial, and this was not like any other commercial. And before I continue, let me just say that this is for laughs and giggles and entertainment purposes only. Okay, so this commercial starts out with everybody wearing this one guy, and it's focused on this one guy, and he's wearing, like, you know, matching clothing and shit like that. Then all of a sudden, it just starts to get weird. Like, people just start coming out of the woodwork. They're all dressed in, like dark gray or dark brown attire. Again, I can't see. I just know that they're wearing dark attire and they're not wearing black. Anyway, so then it starts to get weird. And then it literally looks like they're, like, worshipping, like, some type of fucking egg. And then the person that is, like, not dressed the same as everyone else that's, like, in dark brown, he all of a sudden gets, like, baptized in, like, this, like, I thought, because when I was watching it, I thought it was blood. Because I'm watching this at first, and I was like, oh, because I originally thought this was another trailer for The Woman in the Yard, which is a movie I want to see if it's still in theaters. I also want to see Sinners. I'm always planning to go to the movies. Anyway, I thought this was a movie for Woman in the Yard. The Woman in the Yard, sorry. And then I started watching it, and then, yeah. So then, the dude gets, like, baptized in, like, what I'm thinking in my head is blood. Okay? And then, this dude, okay, this person turns into a piece of chicken. Okay? And then, so long story short, at the end of it, it cuts and it says, KFC, believe in chicken. And the commercial is called All Hail Gravy. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. But, what the fuck? And when I saw this, the first thing I said out loud was, Soylent Green is people. And again, entertainment purposes only, people. But, KFC, what are you putting in your chicken? Riddle me that. What was that? What was in that commercial? What are you guys trying to tell us? And it's not just me. Sent this to my pops. He was like, what the fuck? He sends it to a bunch of people. They're like, sorry, what's going on? Even people in the comments. Like, there was one comment that stuck with me, and it was, never thought as a black man I would say that I'm giving up chicken, but here we are. It was something to that effect. But it was so fucking funny, and it got so many likes. But, yeah, KFC, what are we doing? I don't know what we're doing. But, all I can say is, blind people, we love it, chicken for Popeyes. And that is it for we could call that news from the blind perspective. Make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Alright, so, switching gears onto the main objective over here with the blind perspective. Hey, the blind guy got bars that'll take you straight to Mars. Let me stop. Anyway, so, since we've last chatted, or you guys gave me a listen, I've celebrated now 9 years being blind, which, is a third of my life, which has been pointed out to me by a couple of different people, and, you know, looking back on it, It's crazy because I tell everybody, like, I don't think I would be, you know, this evolved, this. Well, I mean, I'm not always cool, calm, and collected, but I don't think, like, I always point out to people, like, I don't think I would be, you know, not so much evolved, but I don't think, you know, I'd be making the moves that I made, and I don't think I would have, evolved into the man that I am now if it wasn't for, the visual impairment type shit. And, you know, the hearing also takes into effect as well. But, you know, looking back, it's just crazy because I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was telling her, I was like, I don't think that, like, I would be as healthy as I am, as dedicated to, you know, making healthier decisions and working on myself and improving and, you know, educating myself as much as possible, if it wasn't for me not being able to see at this point. And it's not like I'm completely in the dark or whatever, but mind you, darkness is my ally, if you know, you know. But, and I was telling her, I was like, I don't think I would want to push myself because, you know, when I hear certain things, it's like, all right, let me see if I could do that. And if I can't, I will figure out how to do that. And that's something that I don't think I would have possessed if I had complete sight like I did back in 2016, the start of 2016. Which I'll be explaining that in a future episode. People, you just gotta stay with me. And so I was telling her, I was like, I don't think I would have learned, you know, how to. Yeah, it's good to rely on people, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I would have been able to rely so much on myself and have so much faith and confidence. Again, confidence, people, keep that in your head, in myself. And, like, I just don't think I would be doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. And we just had a long conversation about, like, because I've often gotten that conversation of, like, well, what would you do if you weren't blind? What would you do if well, but, and it's a whole bunch of what ifs, and I feel like I'm in a fucking Disney show again. Disney better fucking start promoting this shit, because I'm giving them so much publicity. I joke, I joke, I kid people, I kid. Yeah, like, I don't think I'd be so motivated and dedicated to just going outside the normalities of, you know, as soon as people, you know, register the fact that I'm blind, because again, people don't know what a white cane is. Like, I literally have to tell people, like, oh, like, this is, like, for, you know, because I can't see. People are like, oh, and I'm like, oh, do they not teach you these things in school? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, like I said, I don't think that I would be as dedicated to not only working on myself and hiring my education as much as possible, but also just being a better person. I don't think I would be as motivated. Like, honestly, I honestly do believe that I would be 500 pounds, and not doing a podcast clearly if I still had my sight. 'Cause I don't know. I just don't think I would have seen, you know, I would have seen the fucking angel of fucking hope, so to speak. When it came to, you know, maybe it's time we fucking get up off the couch and stop stuffing your fucking face with Twinkies that are covered in Nutella. Oh, it was so good, but it was so bad for you people. Listen, I could talk all day about food. Listen, there's still the inner fucking fat person in me that, like, just, oh, especially because, like, I know I still have a lot of self-improvement to do. We gotta get back to weight training. But I still eat like I'm fucking 500. Well, I've never been 500 pounds. I still eat like I'm fucking 380. Like, listen, when I eat, it is no fucking joke. It's no fucking joke. Anyway. Oh. Speaking of which, I might actually eat some fucking Twinkies covered in fucking Nutella, now that I'm thinking about it, because goddamn, those were good. And this was even before I was a stoner, that I was just putting these things together. Anyway, enough with food. I got a question for you guys. We are in literally a third of the month. It's almost over, actually. Talking about a third of my life being blind, it's a third of the year being over. I got a question for you guys. Because I did mention this in a past episode. How's the New Year's resolutions going? How y'all doing with that? Now, I'm not trying to bully you guys, but I'm gonna have to pick on y'all a little bit. How's that going? 'Cause I believe that it was the second week in February or the second week in January. No, I believe it was the second week in. Yeah, but I think it was the second week in January. People give up their New Year's resolutions. Go back and watch that episode. But were y'all the ones that's like, it's not gonna be me this year? Well, I'm gonna stand 10 toes down and ba 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 ba. How's that going for you? So, what's preventing you from doing this? Excuses, excuses, excuses. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter what your fucking excuses are. But, coming into 2025, or we're not coming into 2025, we're in April of 2025. Recording this on Easter weekend, yeah. It's crazy because, I see these people and they're, going with the new trends and fads of 2025 and staying up to date on what's woke and ba 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 ba. Y'all realize you guys are still carrying that same 2024 trendy bullshit energy. Like, yo, okay. First of all, the entitlement that we have is like it's becoming an absurd point now. And here's the thing. Like, okay. When I go out to eat, I normally will tip good. It depends on the performance of the waiter or waitress. Wait staff, 'cause no, waiter or waitress, okay? It really depends on them. Like again, I don't have to ask for water at certain places. Like they just know I just drink a lot of water. Okay, if I have a water glass, automatically a waiter should just be filling it, just on the constant. Okay, that's just my opinion. And again, I've worked in a few restaurants, and I didn't wait tables or nothing. I just busted tables and made pizza boxes or whatever, but there are some restaurants to where I realize, even as a kid, the waiters are always filling the water glasses, always checking up on us. Now, mind you, sometimes like waiters will literally give you your food, literally turn around, take somebody's order. How's everything? Bro, we are in prayer. Like, you fit to interrupt us in Jesus? I'm not even religious, but I see some people like they pray at restaurants and I'm like, okay. But like I had seen one time where they I was younger and this was before I had lost my sight and I had seen a waiter or a waitress, rather, she had interrupted the family while they were in prayer. This was like the whole two tables together. We're going to join hands and have a couple words with Jesus before we enjoy this takeaway. Yeah. And yo, the grandmother looked up and yo, Mima was not having that. Anyway, so, and again, I'm all for, you know, being respectful to the wait staff, especially because listen, it's their job, first of all, and for two, like they are hooked, they are the carrier of your food. I will, you listen, I respect everybody, yes, sir, no, sir, please, and thank you. I like to be extra nice to the wait staff, especially when they're dealing with my food, okay. And again, I'm normally a person that tips well. However, I'm realizing that there are certain places to where they have something called a gratuity fee. Now, for those of you who don't know, a gratuity fee is like the automatic tip. Okay? So, for one, I'm not opposed to, like, tipping your waiters or anything like that. This is not where this conversation is about to go. But it's like automatic. It's like an automatic $12 bill. Okay, here's the thing though. When you're a waiter or a waitress, even back in the day, you got tipped based on your performance. Not performance like you're a fucking circus monkey, but listen, you are on the fucking move. You're a fucking waitress, dude, or a waiter. You need to be fucking quick on the money. And you just gotta have the menus ready, the waters ready, cutlery, like, and some people, they just don't, some people just aren't built like that. And, you know, that's cool, it's whatever. But for the people that do have the jobs where they have to constantly be on their feet and they have to constantly, like, be moving, I'm not gonna tip you a full $10 if I see you, you're on your phone, I'm waiting around for fucking water. No, you should be on the money. You should, no, no. And for me to automatically have to pay you, listen, there's been some places to where I have left them, like I've gotten like a $70 check. And the food was great. The waitress might have been terrible. I'll leave her $5. If she's real bad, like if she's giving me attitude and can I get more water? Yeah, I can get you more water. Oh, you definitely just gonna get a dollar with a penny face down. Yeah, if y'all know, y'all know. Anyway, yeah, let's take away this gratuity fee, because I'm not saying don't tip your waiters, but it should be based on how well of a waiter or waitress they are. That's all I'm saying. The gratuity fee's gotta stop, especially when I gotta tip you, like, because I realized this a couple years ago. I was with a friend of mine, James, co-host of I am the co-host of the Gorilla Squadcast. He is the host of the Gorilla Squadcast. Like, share, and subscribe. We were at, you know, our local mall. And I went and I got me a pretzel. He didn't want one, so I got two. Just because, yeah, no, big boy was hungry. So I got two pretzels and a fucking drink, right? Large Coke. For one, the price of pretzels went up astronomically. And for two, yo, it was automatic because I paid with my card. This is why people, I always say, carry cash on you. But I was lazy. Like, I just pulled out the card. Yo, it was automatic that I had to tip her. And I couldn't even, like, X out of, like, the... Because you're giving me pretzels, dude. Like, you're not doing rocket science. Okay, and she literally, like, I literally had to tip her, and I was like, fuck's sake, dude. And, like, this is, again, why I will give, I'm just a cash person. So, now I know, when I go to this certain pretzel vendor, I gotta do cash only. Cash only. We gotta do cash only. Another thing we gotta take out other than gratuity fees, because some people, again, tipping is based on performance. Like, if you're a 5-star fucking waiter, you got my drinks poured and everything's cool, calm, and collected, everything's delivered in a timely manner, best believe you're getting a tip. I don't want to be that guy in fucking... I don't want to be that guy in Reservoir Dogs.
What was that guy's name?
Mr. Pink. Mr. Pink. I don't want to be fucking Steve Buscemi, Mr. Pink, in Reservoir Dogs. If, for those of you who haven't seen Reservoir Dogs, fucking get the fuck out of here with your fucking bullshit. You better fucking put some respect on Quentin Tarantino's name. Reservoir Dogs is a classic. Anyway, in the beginning scene, Mr. Pink is the one who doesn't feel like he wants a tip. He says that, it's a societal norm, whether societal normality rather than an earned gratuity. So he didn't tip, and you know, in that scene, it basically reveals who the. Never mind. That's actually that opening scene reveals a lot about the movie that comes to an end. But we gotta take out this gratuity. Because, you know, and sometimes, like, they don't tell you that there's a gratuity fee in the bill. So you're already tipping them twice. And another thing, too, is, like, I'm real, like, I'm not finicky with my food. Like, I don't give waiters a hard time. But, like, there'll be times where, like, I go out with, you know, I go out with friends, whatever. I'm not a person that likes to split bills. I'm not a person that likes to do that, because, for one, no. Like, because if you're drinking liquor and I'm drinking water, your bill's going to be higher, which means that my bill's going to be higher. If we're going what people call, like, Dutch, or we're splitting bills, nah. Listen, I got my own food, I got my own shit, thanks. If we're splitting an appetizer, yeah, cool, like, whatever. But, like, again, we got things like cash. We could just give the cash to the person. Again, we have things like Cash App and PayPal and whatever, whatever. Venmo. Whatever. But again, like, certain people are real fucking judgy about the tip, too. So, another thing is, like, when I pay based on performance. Like, there are certain waiters and waitresses that I see, like, when I go to, like, my certain eating establishments, not gonna put any names out there, they know me, we have a great time. They're like, oh, you want this, right? You had this last time, right? And it's the fact that they remember me and they just keep the drinks coming, and it's consistency. Like, that's the thing that you need, especially when, you know, you're in a restaurant type thing. So, another thing, like, when people like to, you know, split bills or whatever, they like to fucking chime in and open up their fucking gullet about fucking, oh, you're really only gonna tip them that much? Bitch, this is my fucking meal. This is my money, and I'm spending it now, okay? Fucking J.G. Wentworth. Listen, I'll J.G. Wentworth someone real fucking quick, dude. Billy, listen, you better call J.G. Wentworth, because this is my money and I'm spending it now, dude. I ain't spending a penny more. I remember them commercials growing up. Anyway, another thing we gotta take out, okay, other than this fucking bullshit gratuity fee. With this fucking, everybody's getting a fucking trophy at work now, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Oh, okay, this is deviant, I'm about to go off on a tangent. Okay, these AI pictures and the profiles, what the fuck are we doing, people? Like, yo, what are we doing, people? What are we, yo, it's, we get it, computer's cool. Like, AI's cool, whatever. Stop with the profile pictures, because, yo, you look weird, dude. You're gonna look back on that, showing your kids in 20 fucking years, Mommy, why are your fucking eyebrows like that? Like, bro, what are you doing? yeah, let's get rid of all these fucking AI pictures. It doesn't look like you. Let's stop it. The AI pictures don't look like you. They're not you. Listen, it's cheaper just to be yourself, okay? So why not just be yourself? Just be you, okay? Like, if you're gonna be anybody, just be you. Like, what the fuck are you performing for people for? Like, what are we doing, people? Yeah, people, there's a few things we just gotta ixnay, rolling as we steamroll through to 2025. Gratuity fees, AI pictures, bad movies, cause, yo, speaking of bad, oh boy, listen, Cinderella movie drop, or not Cinderella, what's that bitch, not bitch, never call her a bitch. The new Snow White movie drops. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Nope. Can't even mention the dwarves. Nope. Okay, so the new Snow White movie came out. And, yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Like, yeah. I don't know what that was. It just, we're rewriting fucking Disney movies now. I should scratch that. We're rewriting the movies that Walt Disney adopted from other writers and put on the screen. Like, what? Okay. We don't even want to give the dwarves credit. Nope. No, nothing. Okay, cool. Cool. Remember how it was supposed to be Snow White and... What was it? The Seven... No, because they didn't want to be called dwarves. That's another thing, too. The sensitivity needs to come off. Like, handling people with kitty gloves. It's gotta go. But what the fuck was it? Oh, it was Snow White and the Seven Bandits. When the fuck did they become bandits? Like, when the fuck were they fucking... heisting up fucking Jack and the fucking magic beans that he possessed. Like, when the fuck was that? Bandits? I'm sorry. When was Dopey gonna be, you know, toting guns and, you know, holding people up? When was that? We went from dwarves to bandits. Like, we're just labeling these motherfuckers now. Like, all they want to do was work and protect Snow White. Like, because all they want to do is just mine the diamonds and go to work. Hi-ho, hi-ho, off to work we go. I can't whistle right now. And they just want to protect the princess. Like, the fuck? And then, oh, also, people are acting a fucking fool in the movies. So I haven't been able to go to the movies for, you know, scheduling reasons. You know, lots to do. But, from what I heard, right? So, apparently, what's this? The Minecraft movie dropped. And if I remember correctly, Burger King is selling these Minecraft collectible toys. And I was never really a Minecraft person. I have siblings, like my younger brothers were into Minecraft and all that shit. I don't want to be in a fucking video game where I gotta build the world. Like, this is your job. You gave me you gave me a half-made game, basically, is what you're telling me. You gave me a half-made game. That's unacceptable. Like, I just wanna go shoot some shit, you know, kill some shit, you know, GTA some shit, and leave. You got me building fucking worlds and having to worry about fucking green bugs or green... The green things that fucking... What the fuck are they called? Critters? I don't know. Clearly I don't play Minecraft. Anyway, come to find out that during... There are certain... So... and I looked... I didn't have a chance to really go... dive deep into this because, again, this is another late night recording. I am recording this, people. It is fucking 4:26, and I didn't even do a couple bong hits for 4:20. Motherfucker. Anyway, so apparently there's like certain points in the movie. I didn't even know Jack Black was in it. This is how fucking disconnected I am from this. There's like certain points in the movie where like people sing and people dance because I guess it's like part of the game or whatever. And like, from what I hear, they might actually pull this movie from theaters because people are just acting out of pocket. They're throwing fucking movies at the screen. They're throwing popcorn toward the projector screen, and you know, no one wants to clean that shit up, and you guys can't keep your fucking shit together for a fucking movie. Alright, y'all can watch it at home. Fuck you. Watch it at home. Act like hooligans at home. Well, you know, why do people, another thing, we need to leave this in fucking 2024. We need to stop acting a fool in public. Like, I don't know what it is with people. Like, COVID, listen, 2020 done really fucked us all up because everybody thinks now it's acceptable just be fucking feral, dude. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people. Like, people are really out of pocket and out of socket, and they need to be fucking smacked with a tennis racket. Like, yeah, and I did just say out of socket. Yeah. Yeah, like a bone comes out of its socket. Yeah. Yeah, that's my pops. My pops hit me with that one. He's like, nah. And shout out to my pops, by the way. There's two things. There's out of pocket, and then there's out of socket. Out of socket means, they're way to the left. But, yeah, why the fuck are we acting a fool in public? Like, you know, like, I just think about, would you act this way in your own house? Would you be throwing popcorn at your flat screen? No. Why do we here? People gotta clean this shit up. Like, and these are like grown people too, doing this shit, which is fucking bananjis. Like, I don't know what's wrong with people. People need some fucking, people need to be smacked. And I say that as respectfully as possible. Some people clearly need a fucking backhand. And a couple fucking knees and boots and maybe an elbow or two, brother. you only catch this blind perspective. Anyway, so people, last episode, I know it's been a minute. Last episode we talked about confidence. And, you know, I touched on that for a little bit. And I realized a lot, especially because that's why I wanted to ask you guys about how your New Year's resolutions, because, again, it's like I said in talking about the New Year's resolutions and, you know, things like that, like, start out small, because if you're already starting your year, if you want to consider January the beginning of the year, if you want to go by, you know, Gregorian calendar, not lunar calendar, but don't get me started on that. If you start your year off with, you know, all these expectations and whoop-de-wop, and then a couple weeks later, boom, bang, you don't follow through with it. Like, that's the thing. Like, people are expecting the results immediately and don't want to put the work in. And I know I've said this before about putting the work in, but I've also realized, you know, coming into, you know, the life that I have now, the man that I'm trying, that, you know, working on being, you don't realize the best progress that you've made, other people do when they point it out to you. Like, and I realized that when people were pointing out, they were like, God damn, dude, like, you lost weight, like, you look good. And I was like, I do? I must be doing something right. And, you know, because I wasn't, like, looking in the mirror at all. I wasn't, like, really, like, flexing like that at all, like I am now. Now I'm like, oh, God damn, I look good. But I realized that the progress that you make, the important progress that you make, and the improvements that you make on yourself, you're not going to realize. Other people are. And they're going to point it out to you. And that's one of the things that I realized. But again, when I say, or when I think about, not say, fuck say, when I think about people and how they could just throw something or throw a plan out of the window, like, why are you quitting? Quitting should be the last fucking option that you ever would consider when it comes to putting plans on a new year, especially new year. Like, I've said this before, like, we should just do away with the whole new year, new me bullshit, New Year's resolutions. Like, why wait until January 1st to work on getting healthy? Like, why not just work on it when you should? Like, what are you waiting for? But don't get me started on that. I'm starting to also realize, too, as well, that we as people that are, like, my age, a little bit older, definitely all the younger generation, we seem to have this real malignant force that just coddles us. And that inevitably is that the word I want to look for? Yeah, that inevitably is comfortability. And I'm real quick to say, like, comfortability is the newest form of cancer, because people don't want to push themselves, and they don't want to push their boundaries on whatever they're doing. So they may think that they have all the answers just doing it that one way. Listen, there's 1,000 ways you could skin a cat. And when you really want to come to think about it, comfortability really seems to be the newest form of cancer. And I'm not knocking people that have cancer. Listen, don't try to cancel me, people. But it just seems like, you know, the luxuries that, you know, have been afforded to us, i.e. the technology, the social media, the this, the that, the this, the that, we don't really seem to want to push ourselves to expand into unfamiliar territory. And I can't exactly understand. Well, I understand what it is. Everybody's fucking distracted. But it seems like everybody is so distracted that they are staying within the confines of their little comfortable bubble. And heaven forbid, if anybody were to pop that, it would be fucking a detriment to a lot of people. And that's what I, like, maybe I'm wrong. Chat off in the comments. But what do you guys do to, like, push yourselves to expand and push yourselves into, you know, new territories? I commented on the last episode to where, talking about confidence like we are now, I've said, me personally, I just put myself in the position where, I've done this before, this is just training. And, like, that's what I do. That's the mindset that I have to put myself in. Like, I often will be like, yeah, we've done this before, this is just a refresher course. And this could be something completely new and different. Like, for one of my biggest obstacles living where I do now is, you know, everything is, like, far. So there was a situation where I had to go to the pharmacy, and it was like a mile walk. Mile there, mile back. 2 miles. Okay, that's fine. It's on the main road, so it was a bit, And I was like, alright, well, person needs their medication, and I'm the one that has to get it. And yeah, I could have taken an Uber, but at the same time, like, I didn't want to wait 15, 20 minutes, because I live in a pretty small town. Uber drivers aren't always there. I gotta wait 15, 20 minutes rather than I could just walk. And when I basically was like, alright, we just gotta use proper cane skills, you know, left to right, left to right, left to right. For those of you who are blind, you guys know, make sure you're walking. Well, actually, this is when I was walking with the traffic, so, like, I was walking on the side of the road to where, like, the traffic was going behind me. Now I prefer to walk, like, to the traffic, because I have enough sight to see a big fucking SUV coming my way, so there's that. But it just seems like, and that was the thing, too, like, I was just like, this is just, I literally was telling myself when I was gearing up to, like, go my first time to the pharmacy, this is just a mobility course. This is just mobility session. And I literally just kept telling myself this. This is just mobility training session. And, like, this is just what I gotta do. And eventually what led to me going to the market, or to the pharmacy, I then figured out the market, got a bit of a layout of the land, and yeah. But it's that fucking confidence that I had to put in myself. Now granted, it took a lot because, listen, this was back in the big boy days. I wasn't 380. I think I was like 260 at the time. And I was like, all right, like, because not, like, off where I live, right, the street that I live, there's, like, a slight incline of a hill, and, like, your legs really got to be built of fucking steel to pedal up this hill, because it's a fucking bitch. But I was like, all right, big boy, we gotta sweat our way up this fucking hill. Okay, and I was literally hyping myself up. Granted, I was nervous as shit. Because, again, this is traffic. But I was like, this is just mobility session. And sure enough, I did what I had to do. And it was the confidence because, again, people, I realize that our egos and our lack of self-confidence is the biggest deterrent and the biggest obstacle that we face when we want to get something done. Like, oh, I want to lose weight. Okay, go to the fucking gym. Stop eating fucking Twinkies covered in fucking Nutella. All the Nutella Twinkies again. Oh, okay. Stop eating the fucking Nutella Twinkies, alright? Stop drinking fucking 3 cans of fucking soda. That's not gonna help your situation. Drink water, okay? Do sit-ups instead of fucking curl-ups with a fucking donut in your hand. And you know what? I have every right to say this because I used to be one of those people that was like, oh, it's gonna change. It's gonna change. The fucking bluebird of happiness is gonna come knocking on my door and fucking wave this fucking wand of wonders and everything's gonna be fine. No, I was a very delusional person at a point in time. And I just kept thinking, oh, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better. No, you have to make it better, okay? I had seen, like, this quote, I forget where I had seen it, where it was, if you're not changing the situation, you're choosing it. And that can't be more of a fucking hard-ass shit to say to a person. Like, why is it that, you know, I don't know, but when I was younger, I was always the one to, like, I was always the one to push boundaries and, you know, ask questions to, like, why I can't do certain things. And, you know, I was always the one that, for one, really, rules were just like, they're just words. But I had, like, the confidence to be like, I could get away with this. I just got to figure out how. And as I was thinking about how to get away with this, I was already doing the fucking crime. So I had to have the fucking confidence to be like, okay, I can fucking Jack Sparrow my fucking way out of this shit. And this is before fucking Pirates of the Caribbean even fucking came out. But I had that confidence even as a kid. I had confidence as a kid in a lot of things. When I was in trouble, I was the most confident. I come to find out, I was the most confident when I was in trouble or I was lying through my fucking teeth, okay? Things are different now. But, like, yeah, I was like, okay, here's my story, here's what's gonna happen, and boom, bang, boom, bang. And sometimes it worked, you know, sometimes it doesn't. Win some, lose some. I don't know what to say, people. But it is the distractions and it's the fucking fear. It's honestly, it's the fear, because a lot of people are afraid to fail. Listen, I'm afraid to fail. You're afraid to fail. Whoever the fuck is listening, everyone is afraid to fail. But here's the thing: you can't be afraid to fail if you haven't made the decision. Because once you make the decision, it's either going to be succession or failure. But if you fail, that doesn't mean you have to stop trying. Because if you fail, listen, failure is already painful enough. Quitting on top of that? No, quitting is not a fucking option. Quitting should never be a fucking option or a shadow of a thought, of a doubt in your head. Why? Because if you have failed at this one particular thing, well, you just found out one way how to not do that particular task, okay? It's like fucking what's-his-face creating the light bulb, or taking the fucking invention of the light bulb. Einstein. He came up with like a... Or was it Einstein? No, it was... Fuck. I gotta look this up now. Give me a second, people. Sorry, people. That was Thomas Edison that created the fucking light bulb. He figured out 1,000 ways not to make the incandescent light bulb. Okay? So, but quitting should never be an option, because, like, it's gonna be the most painful memory that you have of that experience. Because, yeah, failure sucks, but the failure is what you remember. The failure is the one thing that, like, you will literally pick apart every moment leading up to that failure and figuring out what exactly not to do the next time the situation approaches. However, if you quit, you basically threw in the towel and you said, like, this is just not for me. And the failure is already painful enough, but quitting on top of that, that's just like Ford Loco and Everclear in the wound. And quitting, again, should never be an option, but it's the fear of failure that has us quit and has us hinder our experience and, you know, has us do whatever. And it really does make me think, like, if you didn't have all these distractions, like, i.e. the social media, the technology, the whatever, and if you didn't have the fear, for whatever reason that is, like, you're afraid of failure, you're afraid of, you know, rejection, whatever, we're all afraid of something. What is stopping you, however, other than fear, from taking that step, because you haven't even taken that step yet. Again, I remember when I was starting out this podcast, and my mentor, Mark, I was telling him, I was like, well, you know, I don't have music yet, and that's really what's holding me up. And he literally just straight up said, well, Johnny, how exactly can you develop a product, or how can you improve a product if there's no product to show? And that's always stuck with me since when he said that. Because when he said that at first, I was like, game, set, match. Damn, he really does have me right now. But he really does. He had a point. Shout out to Mark if you're listening to this. He had a point when he said, you can't improve a product if you have nothing, if you have no product to show. It just, it made the most sense, and it fucking clicked so hard in that conversation that I had. And I was like, damn. And that and a few other things really was like the motivator to where I was like, alright, fuck it. Like, we just gotta put this out. Like, we'll just move as we go. And the thing is that when you truly have the faith and the faith in yourself and the confidence in yourself to understand that no matter what happens, whether you win or you lose, you can't be afraid of failure. Because if you're afraid of failure, then you can't, then you're afraid of making decisions. That's inevitably what that means, because a decision can go one of two ways. It can go negative, or it can go positive. So if you're afraid of failure, inevitably you're just afraid of making decisions. So why are you afraid of making decisions? Is it because you feel like you're not being heard? Is it because you feel as if no one's listening? Is it because you feel as if you're replicating something that's already being done or has been done before? Just fucking do it. Like, what is stopping you? Other than your ego and your self-doubts and your lack of self-confidence, what exactly is stopping you? Listen, I really didn't want to record today. I was having a bit of a creative block for this past couple of weeks. And it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm laying this down. So you just have to have that confidence. And, you know, I read this quote to where you're born with talent, but skill is like hours of just beating on your craft. It's like the 10,000 hours thing. Like, if you practice one thing for 10,000 hours, you will have mastered that, because you put the 10,000 hours in. It's like podcasting right now. For me, I'm having a bit of trouble just finding my voice, finding my rhythm. Being honest with you guys, finding my voice and finding my rhythm, because it's also a lot. It's very tiring as well, because I really gotta like sit down and think about it, and you know, all that. So plus I'm always, you know, I can come up with 1,000 excuses. There is no excuse though, because there's 24 hours in a day. I hardly fucking sleep, so I should be banging these out. These will be coming out more often. And I'm not gonna be like one of these fucking wrestlers. I will never leave again. Listen, I can't predict tomorrow, okay? But for now, I can say consistency is where it's gonna be at. Here at The Blind Perspective, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Again, make sure you guys go follow the Instagram, the_blindperspective. You guys can follow me at my Instagram, at onlyblindghost. Ghost is spelled with a 6. Anyway, the confidence that we need to have to get anything done. Like, you need to... I don't know, because there are certain things that I feel now that the mind will try to avoid, to avoid pain, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever, and the distractions that we have prevent us. I don't want to say they prevent us, but the distractions that we have and the unfortunate matrix that we have fallen under is the reason why a lot of people are not doing what they want to do. They're going with the social normality, so to speak. So I feel like because people see that one thing is working for one person, they feel like they can replicate and duplicate it. And the thing is this day and age, a lot of people are afraid of being original, and because they don't know if it's going to hit or not. And if it doesn't hit, we'll try something else. Like, alright, yeah, purple and green doesn't work with your fucking skin complexion, but fucking orange and fucking black might. Try something else. Like, it's just the thing of just trying something. Like, but you have to make a decision. Like, you can't be half in, half out. Like, that's not how this works. Other than, you know, the lack of self-confidence, and just, like, the ego and the fear, is also, like, the appreciation of time. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing the appreciation of time and how beautiful it is. Like, how many seconds are... Like, how many seconds it takes for me to complete one thing. Like, I tell people when they're... Because, again, people... referring back to a couple episodes ago, I had said that there was 1,440 minutes in a day. Right? So, whenever I hear somebody now saying, oh, I'm having a bad day. I'm sorry you're having a bad moment in your day. Like, I just... do that slight little correction because, I mean, come on, man. All these minutes can't be bad. They all can be bad. But, like, one of the things that I value most is time. And, like, I like to, you know, do certain things as quick as possible, as efficient as possible. And, you know, people could say, oh, like, you're rushing through life, and I'm a person, again, to turn around and say, I don't have time for that, because there's other things that I could be working on. And it seems like when we get distracted, we seem to just let time slip away, whether we're, you know, scrolling through TikTok or scrolling through Instagram or, you know, keeping up with everybody's business and not minding the business that pays us. It just seems like we'll get sidelined and distracted, and before you know it, like, all that time that you spent scrolling on Instagram and scrolling on TikTok, you could have been doing something else. So that's another thing too, is like, put more consideration and put more of a appreciation on time. Like, time that you spend with your people, the time that you incorporate on yourself, as well as the time that you spend alone by yourself. Because it's like I said, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm a person who likes solidarity. I'm a person who likes, you know, quiet. And if you are a person who can't, like, be by themselves and you get uncomfortable with just being by yourself, something ain't right, Chief. Think you eating that KFC chicken. Again, entertainment purposes only. But, yeah, time is way too precious. Like, okay, for me, I'm a person who likes jewelry. But I'm a person who also wears timepieces. I wear watches. I can't see the watch. Most of my watches, they don't even have fucking working batteries. But I wear watches because it's a reminder to myself that, like, you know, we gotta be on the move. You know, time is precious. And I have always not been so conscientious about it. Because originally when I lost my sight, I just didn't really change my outfits. I still know what everything matched with when it came to jewelry. But now I look at it more as like, it's just a reminder that like time is precious. My time is precious and I don't have time for the shenanigans or the buffoonery. Like, I refuse to entertain your shenanigans or your buffoonery and your bullshit. But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, wrapping up on this episode, like, when you truly want something, you're gonna have to go through pain. And, you know, you're gonna have to go through the struggles. But you need to have the confidence in the fact to make a decision, and the decision has to be what you want, how you're gonna maintain what you want, and how you're going to effectively move toward that goal as quick as possible. It's gonna be hard, it's gonna be painful, whatever. But the thing is you have to make that decision. You have to get the ball rolling. And you have to, again, have that confidence and not be fucking afraid. Because one of my favorite quotes is by fucking Michael Jordan. And he says, because limits like fears are often just an illusion. Again, one of the best fucking quotes. But the thing is, when you come to make that decision, you have to be concrete on what it is that you want. You can't exactly worry about outside forces or, you know, people weighing in on their opinions, because this is you. This is what you want. And no one is going to be able to take that away from you. But again, you need to have the confidence and you need to have the faith in yourself to do what it is that you want to do. Whether it's, you know, making content, whether it's whatever. You need to make that decision. And nobody else can fucking put in the work but you. You see, you can't wait for the fucking angel of hope and the bluebird of happiness to, it's not gonna happen. But yeah, that's just we'll call this a blind check-in, a blind wellness check rather. yeah, that's really all I gotta say on this episode. We are on episode 5. What? We are on episode 5. Episode 5. Episode 5. Episode 5. And we're ending episode 5. And can you dig that, sucker? Yes, you can. Oh, make sure you guys please go like, share, and subscribe. Unfortunately, there is no Booker T feature yet. He's coming, though. He's coming in the future episode. And make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, hit the bell for the notifications to stay updated on everything that is going to be dropping on My Blind Algorithm. Follow the Instagram, the_blindperspective. Also follow my personal Instagram, onlyblindghost. You guys already know how it's spelled. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know how it is with you when you maintain confidence, what steps you take to maintain confidence, and all those lovely things. Leave a comment down below what you guys thought. And yeah, I will see you all in the next episode. We're going at episode 6, baby! Peace out.